AM 790 Talk and Business presents Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Join Bronwyn to hear about the next Waterfire event in downtown Providence, plus other great cultural events happening in the community. Now, here's your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser.
And hello, 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 and welcome to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Can you believe that Christmas is only a couple of weeks away? That's it. It blows my mind. And the weather's been blowing my mind, too, because I hear it's going to be like in the upper 50s this weekend. So are we going to be looking at a white Christmas, I wonder, or a warm Christmas? I'm not really sure how I feel about that. I think I'd like a white Christmas, and especially because all of our Waterfire elves have been slaving away back at Waterfire, preparing for our very special Christmas Waterfire to benefit the Providence Rescue Mission. That will be happening a week from Friday. So December 18th, if you want to see something amazing and be part of just an incredible, good-feeling, holiday-filled event, come down to Waterfire, the Water Place Basin, right where the New Capitol Grill is. You can stop in, get a cocktail at the New Capitol Grill if you'd like. I love the new bar there. It's wonderful. But this fire is it gets you in the spirit. You know, I know there's a lot of things going on right now in the world, just in general. I'm going to be talking to my great friend Brianna Tutelo, who's here from Providence Investment Management. And they're a group that sponsors a tree every year. So there's a lot of stuff that happens at this water fire. There's Santa Claus. There's caroling. There's an 18-foot tree on the basin stage, which is decorated with all these decorations that are sent in from school children from all around Rhode Island, which is just fantastic. And then there's something that, again, we call the Festival of Trees, where wonderful companies, they sponsor a tree. It's $500. They collect ornaments, or some of them, if they don't have the time to collect the ornaments, Waterfire will decorate it. But they sponsor a tree, and most of these companies will collect ornaments in the office, and then they bring down a bunch of people to decorate the tree so that on Friday, as you're walking around, you'll just see all these amazing representations of different groups. And the coolest thing about this whole thing is these trees end up going to that at the end of the night. We take all the ornaments off, we pack them up in a box, and with that tree, we put it on a truck, and we've got a bunch of very deserving families who could not afford a Christmas tree, and it goes to them. So what a way to really bring you into the spirit, especially, you know, if, again, there's some stuff going on and you're not feeling very Christmassy. There's nothing like a Christmas tree to make you, and the little sparkling lights to make you kind of get your giggle on. And so we're going to be talking to Brianna in a second. I'll introduce her. And then I've got, this show's great today. Then I have got the girl who's in the know, who knows all about everything. She's got the killer blog. She's award-winning the Rhode Island Monthly, I think best blog in Rhode Island. And I got to tell you, I see it. I just saw it today, and I thought it was great because it was giving guys some advice on what not to buy your significant other. And I read it, and I was like, right on, lady. So I think I'm going to print that out and put it on my refrigerator for my husband. But she is just a great lady. She knows places to go, what to buy, what not to buy. So we'll be talking to Patty J. And if you haven't seen her blog, sign up for it now. It's just great. It's easy to read. It's funny. It's fun. I'm hearing it's a little controversial every now and then, so we'll be talking to Patty about that. And Brianna, I believe, helps to work on that blog. And then finally, hey, it's entertainment time. It's holiday party time. So I really need some help when I'm entertaining. And again, I've got one of my favorite guests, Willa Van Nostrand, from a little bit of Artisanal Cocktails, who's going to come on and tell us some really interesting, fun, new, diverse cocktails that we can make to kind of spice up the party, as well as mocktails, because the one thing I found is a lot of people have really cut down on drinking. I mean, remember the old Christmas party where everybody gets bombed? I'm finding that a lot of people don't do that as much anymore, or they're going from one party to another. So Will has come up with some great mocktails that also, you know, make you feel like you're having fun, and you don't have to have any liquor in it, but you can certainly serve it in a martini glass and feel like you're having a cocktail if that's the case. But without further ado, hello, Miss Brianna.
Hi, thanks for having me. So excited to be here.
I'm so excited that one that I gotta tell you, your company is just
fabulous.
They really are. I mean, so as I was saying to our listeners in the beginning of the show, our Festival of Trees has such meaning because one, the proceeds from those donations, half of it goes to Waterfire, half of it goes to the Providence Rescue Mission, and we had Sean Carew on from the Providence Rescue Mission last year. But the other part is it goes to a family in need. So why does Providence Investment Management do this every year and sponsor a tree?
Just to give back to the community. I mean, these trees, like you said, everyone goes, they bring ornaments, they decorate them, and at the end of the night, they take the ornaments off, ship them to some home, and it makes everyone feel a little brighter that necessarily couldn't have a tree.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
It's just great.
Now, does the whole office get involved and come down and decorate?
Sure.
Yeah. I think that means Brianna does a lot of the decorating, because I know that you're an incredible event planner as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've seen your work, and it's pretty fabulous. So I have a feeling that you're walking down there and directing people as to which ornaments go where on the tree.
I am a little bossy, but I back off on that aspect of that day.
Excellent. Well, you know, give me a little bit of a kind of a history. What this Christmas fire means to you, because you have been participating in the fire for so many years with the sponsoring of the tree, what does Christmas really mean to you, even just as Brianna?
I am obsessed with Christmas. I'm an elf. I just love it. It's just always been such a good memory in my life throughout all my childhood. It's just a happy time, and it's just amazing. And the Christmas water fire is awesome because it just brings people together. You can go with your family, your friends, and you just have to relax, sit back. You don't have to get worried about bringing food and cooking and bringing gifts to people. It's just relaxing. You can actually, you know, sit back and watch everything
you
happen.
You take it in, and there's caroling. And
mm-hmm. Santa's Village.
Yeah.
There's vendors.
Yeah, and you know what we're doing this year, and I'm pretty sure you're aware of this, is we're collecting toys. This is really important for the
mm-hmm.
Providence Rescue Mission, because they do. Are you aware of the Providence Rescue Mission?
I am obsessed with the Providence Rescue Mission. I think it's one of the best nonprofit organizations in Rhode Island. Sean is a great guy. He does so much for the community. You can go and eat there every single meal. They give you clothes. You can sleep there. They're just so welcoming, and they're great.
Well, yeah, we had him on the show last week, and for anybody who didn't listen to the show last week, we're talking about Sean Carew, who's the founder and executive director of the Providence Rescue Mission, and their goal really is to service people who need help, but with a dignity, and they're really big on that. One of the things that they do, which I love this, and I don't know if you've seen this, Brianna, but they actually have, so rather than, you know, going to a shelter and having a child come up and get a toy, they actually set up a store mm-hmm. in the basement of the rescue mission so that days before, people can come in, and it's almost like shopping, so that when these children get their presents, they're coming from their parents on Christmas morning, and
yeah.
I think there's something to be said for that.
I actually went there last year, Christmas Day, and I helped, or maybe it was a few days before, I helped set up the basement, and it's overwhelming how generous people are, and they just really need help with this toy drive on December 18th.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, I know they're accepting donations up until then, but yeah, December 18th, when you come down to Waterfire, listen, you can start your shopping at the mall,
yep.
pick up something that's just a little bit extra.
Grab a drink.
Yeah, and then just walk across the street, come down to Waterfire, and, you know, let's put a little cheer in somebody's life and help lift someone up a little bit. So the toys are really important. What Sean was saying, and I thought this was interesting, it's the age groups. I mean, they're really targeting all age groups up to mm-hmm. 18, but there's those presents, so not toys necessarily, but sometimes clothes for that teenage kind of 13 to 18, and that's really where they kind of, they fall short with, you know, people.
People forget about that age bracket because they want to buy like the Frozen dolls or just DVDs and stuff for the little kids. But, you know, the 13-year-olds, the teenagers need stuff too.
Absolutely. So, all right, what's your favorite thing about the Christmas fire?
Okay, so I love every water fire, not just the Christmas fire, but I feel like the Christmas fire is my favorite because it's just so great to see. Well, let me back up. It's great to see how it's dark and you watch the boat go and they light each fire and it brings brightness. Mm-hmm. And right now there's so much terrible stuff going on in the world. It's just a positive thing that, I don't know, even the Grinch could be happy about.
Absolutely. We should have the Grinch come in on a boat,
seriously,
don't you think, and light a fire. Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be fabulous. It shows that a little light can drive out darkness and darkness cannot drive out light. And I think it's funny because the Christmas water fire, it celebrates the Christmas season, but also we celebrate Jesus, the mm-hmm. birth of him, and he's the light of the world. So it all coincides and goes together.
I love that. So you are listening to Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island. We're talking all about the Christmas fire with Brianna Tutelo from Providence Investment Management, a group that has sponsored a tree for us every year for the Festival of Trees. Hey, what are you doing out there? You should be sponsoring a tree. Talk to your boss or decide just to do one yourself. We're going to be coming back, and Patty J is going to be joining Brianna and me, and we're going to be talking even more about Christmas stuff, the Christmas fire, and the Christmas spirit. You're listening to AM 790, your station for talk and business. Welcome back. You are listening to Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island. We are getting geared up and all excited about December 18th. It is our annual, fifth annual actually, can you believe it? Water Fire, very special Christmas lighting to benefit the Providence Rescue Mission and our Festival of Trees. And we've been talking to Brianna Tutelo from Providence Investment Management, a great group that every year sponsors a tree. Got to tell you, the Biltmore every year sponsors a tree as well. And we're always looking for new people to come on and sponsor a tree. Actually, Miss Patty J, you sponsored a tree last year.
I did, yeah. And, you know, it was a nice feeling because, as you know, you were saying earlier, after the water fire is over, it goes to a family that a needy family that doesn't have a tree, and it just warms your heart a little bit, makes you feel like you did some good, and that
Reason for the season, right?
Absolutely.
I think it reminds us all of that. And I, you know, Brianna was saying that, you know, it kind of brings a little bit of light into the mm-hmm. darkness, and in so many different ways. So water fire does it physically, but I think, you know, just bringing that happiness into people's hearts. Now, Patty J, one, I love your blog.
Thank you.
Two, I need to say congratulations, because I know that you won the award for, was it the best blog in Rhode Island, the Rhode Island Monthly?
Thank you, Bronwyn. Yes, PattyJ.com was voted by readers of Rhode Island Monthly a best local lifestyle blog for 2015. I'm very, very, I'm thrilled. I'm proud. I was just over the moon. So.
Well, congratulations.
It's been a great year.
It's well-deserved, because it is such a great read, and it's just so much fun, and I just love your sense of humor that comes through, and, you know, also the stories that come through. So I want to ask you now, what does Christmas mean to you, Patty?
Well, I have to say, you know, what Brianna was saying, it's always been a great family memories. I come from a large Italian-American, Irish-American family. I'm actually originally from Providence. I grew up on the West End, right near the Cranston Street Armory, which is being renovated right now, happy to say.
Yes.
Great to see that. But, I really think, you know, Christmas is all about giving back, you know, if you can give back. And sometimes, you know, that gets lost a little bit in the message. But that's why I love the Merry Christmas Water Fire, because I feel like, you know, there's so much going on to help people who, you know, are less fortunate than maybe myself or Brianna. So, you know, we want to definitely be a part of that, because we're both blessed and lucky to have, you know, so much, you know, positive, great stuff going on in our lives. And, you know, we just want to, you know, be able to sort of, you know, give other people a helping hand.
Well, and the gift is in the giving. My husband always says that, and he truly, you know, believes that. And it's funny, my family this year, at least my mom's side of the family, we're not doing any presents. We've asked people, is there a charity that you'd like us to donate some money to? That's what we'll do. But it's almost paying it forward. Mm-hmm. And then we figured that we're just going to, we're nice to each other in any way, but sometime, like, during the year, but not around Christmas, just surprise somebody with a present. And that's how we've decided to do it on that wavelength. But I was reading your blog today, Patty J., and I thought it was just brilliant because you had some great ideas about Christmas. And I think you know a few places to go, and I know that you know some great ideas for gifts and some great ideas for not gifts. What would you call that? Not to, Brianna,
how not do you, to give.
Not to give. Don't
girlfriend,
do it.
Wife. Yeah, just don't.
The bad idea.
Yeah. The do's and don'ts, right?
All right. So, Patty, first of all, where are some of your favorite places as we look at Christmas and the Christmas celebrations happening to go and visit during this time that kind of put you in the spirit?
Well, I have to say, you know, I'm a big fan of Providence. Again, born and raised, I was a Providence girl growing up, went to all Providence schools. But I think there's some great spots in the city, you know, downtown, the arcade, so many neat shops in there and restaurants. Sometimes maybe people forget about that because I know that it was closed, but, you know, it's reopened now. They have those micro lofts. And
I haven't even been in there. So is a lot of local
local people. We just did a story on PattyJ.com about there's Lore Collection there. She's got a beautiful shop with, you know, jewelry, accessories, local artists. And it's just, I was blown away, very, very inviting. And just so many, you know, unique and special gifts for people. You know, everybody has, as you were saying with the blog, you know, it's so much more thought put into it than just giving somebody a gift card or something like that. That's you know, I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, I like a gift card now and again, but it can be a little bit generic.
Yeah. And and local. That's something. I mean, I know you're all about local.
Supporting local businesses. So, you know, arcade, downtown area. I love Wickenden Street. You know, that's a great spot. It's a great walking neighborhood. So many cute little shops over there and restaurants.
I'm trying to think of the shops on Wickenden Street. What's there?
There's a shop there, too, that everybody raves about.
And
a lot of
people
that I've featured. Is it Nava?
Oh, yeah.
They used to be on Thayer Street, and it's a new concept that I'm seeing more and more locally is a mixture of vintage and new merchandise.
Yeah, and you know, I think it's funny. Both of my daughters, Willa and Glenna, are very much into the vintage look, and you know, Willa does that when she does cocktail parties. Mm-hmm. They can get dressed up in the old kind of vintage 50s. And it's fun. And I like that idea of kind of fashion kind of turning back a little bit. And, you know, being able to repurpose some things. There's a lot of fun in that.
And it lets you be, you know, again, that whole, you know, be unique, be a little bit different. Because sometimes if you're going to the same store, you run into people, they're wearing the same scarf or they've got the same shoes that you're wearing. Whereas if, you know, if you go with vintage, no one else is going to have that jacket. And people will say, oh, where did you get that? Oh,
well,
that's
exactly.
So great. What a great piece. Oh, you, and you know, people, oh, I love your style. Oh, where do you shop? But, you know, it's just.
Well, not
know,
to blast department stores, but come on, let's face it. There's like, you walk in and there's 20 of the same items. Mm-hmm. So you know that at least at one point you're going to run into somebody and let's just hope it's not at the same Christmas party wearing the same thing, right?
Exactly.
So, all right. So now we've got great places to go. You were talking about, where were you?
Oh, Wickford.
Wickford?
I was in Wickford yesterday working on a holiday blog, and it's so quaint there. It's all decorated for Christmas, all the storefronts. I think we were saying there was a competition to see who had the best decorations, but I thought everybody did, you know, an outstanding job. But it was, you know, and it was just a little, it was just chilly enough for December, and you're walking around, and there's so many people walking their dogs. I think everyone in Wickford has a little dog. I saw one lady walking four dogs, and I didn't know if she was a dog walker.
Is it a prerequisite to live in Wickford?
I'm a dog person, though, so I was in my glory. But yeah, I know there's, you know, new shops opening up. We just featured, there's a boutique there, Gossip. She was just on the blog. Shana's Place, which is a new restaurant there that is a real hot spot. It's all over Instagram, all over social media. I went there and had my avocado toast, which...
Avocado toast? So that's just toast with avocado on it.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Is it pureed or sliced?
No, it's more of a puree.
Well, you know, I just want to pick your brain. I could sit here and pick your brain forever. So we're going to have to take a break in a second. So but when we come back, Brianna, jump into the conversation with Patty J, and let's get some good ideas going for what people can do for Christmas. And again, let's talk about what we can bring down to Waterfire to help out our friends at the Providence Rescue Mission. And I just love you guys. So, yeah, Patty J, I've got lots of questions for you. I don't think I've got enough time on my show to actually ask all of them. You're listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. Go to www.pattyj.com and read that blog. We'll be back. Hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island. And see, that puts me in the spirit for Christmas, as well as our Christmas fire, where we're going to actually have caroling and a sing-along. And we've been having some great conversations here with Brianna Tutelo from Providence Investment Management and Patty J from PattyJ.com, which is probably one of the best, most fun blogs you will ever read, and it's informational and wonderful. And we've been talking about Christmas, and one, we were just talking about great places, Patty, that you think people should stop in. And I love the idea of the arcade. You know, this is terrible to say, but I haven't spent a lot of time going in there, and I think I do. I forget that it's open and it's revitalized, and it's such a beautiful building.
It's the oldest, isn't it? The oldest mall in the country, or one of the oldest, I think.
I don't know about that, but
I think it's one of the oldest.
That's kind of, we've got a lot of wonderful things here in Rhode Island. And we were just talking. All right, Brianna, you brought something. We were talking about one, the water fire, and how it's making us feel. And Brianna, what did you say during the break?
It's just so romantic. It's like an amazing place to propose. Who needs a mistletoe when you have water fire?
There you go.
All you have to do, how much does a ring cost? Just go out, buy a ring. It would be a fabulous present.
There you go. Or a great first date.
Oh, yeah.
Do something special. Bring down a present or a toy or some clothes or something like that to give to the rescue mission.
Even a nice place to take your mom.
Yeah, and enjoy the Festival of Lights that, you know, with all those Christmas trees that we have.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I think it's neat. So, Patty J, Christmas presents. Talk to me. What do you think?
I'm all about, you know, personalizing it and you know, whenever you can, shopping local. Mm-hmm. That's what I say. I mean, get something, you know, really get something, put some thought into it, and just even if it's one, I'd rather see someone get one gift that's, you know, well thought out than buying somebody, you know, a whole slew of things that they're just going to say, oh, thanks. Oh, yeah, this is great. Yeah, you know.
Well, some people are great gift givers. Mm-hmm. You know, they put a lot of thought into it, or they come up with a perfect gift. Mm-hmm. When God was handing out the ability to be a good gift giver, I was not paying attention. It's, to me, one of the most difficult things to do. I probably am one of those women who always buy the wrong things. Like, hi, I say to my husband, Merry Christmas, here's some pajamas. You know, that's probably a don't. That might be on your don't list. But what are some of the do's and don'ts that you find for significant others and for Christmas?
It's difficult. I mean, my background's in retail, and I have a lot of stories about, you know, those last minute shoppers. A lot of times it was men, but sometimes it would be women running in on, if we're talking about Christmas, then sure, Christmas Eve day or 2 days before Christmas. And, you know, the joke amongst us, you know, people behind the scenes, the guys would come in and look at us and say, oh, my wife or girlfriend, yeah, she's about your size. What size are you? Oh, what would you like? Oh, you pick it out.
Totally
and,
done that for my mom before, right? And not going to lie.
What size are you? Yeah, she's your size. Yeah, you look similar. Yeah, pick something out. And then inevitably we'd see the wife or girlfriend come back, you know, after return the holiday, just returning everything. What was he thinking?
Oh, no.
So, you know, we would chuckle to ourselves. So, I mean, you know what? If you feel like you're somebody who's, you know, challenged gift-wise, I'd say enlist a good friend or a family member. And I found, you know, my travels, you know, out and about, you know, the people that work in the smaller stores especially are extremely helpful. Mm-hmm. And you could say, you know, what are your most popular items?
And those are
popular for a reason.
How do you feel about, I was talking about this in the beginning of the show, that my family, we've decided to give to charities in people's names for this holiday season. Do you think that's a good idea, or do you think it's better to have something that somebody opens up?
You know, I'm torn. I do like that. I have to say, I feel like it's really the true spirit and the true meaning of Christmas. And sometimes we get a little bit carried away with these lists and I want. And at the end of the day, you know, when all is said and done, after you've opened up, you know, the 12th gift from somebody, you know, it tends to get, it loses its meaning. So when you were talking about that, I mean, I'm blown away by that. I think that's really, you know, the start of something that I think we're going to see more of in the future. Because I think people sort of have that where you almost build up a tolerance and nothing really fazes you anymore because of just the sheer amount of gift giving.
Yeah, I think, you know, well, how do you feel about this, Brianna? I think that once you reach a certain age, it's kind of like, I've already got most of the stuff that I want,
mm-hmm.
So...
I feel the same way as Patty J, you know, after the 12th gift or the 10th gift, it has no meaning. It's just like, okay, what didn't I get? So I just, mm-hmm. You have to back up and think about the people that don't have anything and
right. Just
be thankful that you have a roof over your head and, mm-hmm. You know, try to give back to the community, even if it's not buying them something, even if it's just going out and doing community service or helping someone out. And
mm-hmm. You know, and I'm thinking, I think about our busy schedules. I mean, you're writing all the time, Patty, and I know, Brianna, you're working all the time and writing. I know that you help with the blog.
Oh, yes.
And you're a big part of that as well. Everyone's so busy. Mm-hmm. The gift of time could be probably one of the best things that we could
give
each other.
Totally agree. Memories.
It's very true. And memories, I think that's what stays with you. And you know, just making time to meet up with somebody that you never get to see, mm-hmm. a family member or a friend, and have a dinner, have a lunch, have a coffee. You know, that's something that I think, you know, that really is what sustains us and what makes us happy. And something that's going to take us into the new year feeling, you know, renewed, instead of opening up a box and saying, oh, gee, thanks for a sweater.
Yeah.
You know, and that's great, too. You know, maybe somebody really wants a sweater, but, you know, time and, you know, having some laughs and having some, you know, cocktails or mocktails, right? You know,
yeah.
That's...
When you asked us what we loved about Christmas, we both said the memories that we've had. Mm-hmm. We didn't say, oh, yeah, that Barbie doll I got when I was 7. Mm-hmm. So people need to step back and think about that.
And thinking about places to go, I know that you travel around and try a lot of different coffee shops and different restaurants and everything else. So this is a time when everybody, like my friends, come home.
Pizza J. It's fabulous.
Oh, is that Julian's
yep,
new place?
Julian's
it's
new
so
place.
Good.
Yes.
Well,
where is it?
It's on Westminster Street, right before, is it JKL Electric? Right near Citizens. It's about a block up from Ogie's. It's in that general area.
Oh, I know where Ogie's is because that's right behind our family bar,
that's
the
awesome
E&O.
That's awesome, too.
E&O.
Mm-hmm. Love Ogie's.
Yeah.
I haven't been there.
It's so delicious.
All right.
The tater tots, is that what they are?
Those tots, yeah, the tater tots.
Oh, my gosh, they're so good.
And the inside is, it's very cool. I had someone working with me in the summer who was an intern, and she's like, this place is unbelievable. I went there, and she saw all the decor and the detail and the light fixtures. But that's definitely another place mm-hmm. to put on your list of must go, must do. You know, you have to, and you know, they have a fantastic bar. But Pizza J, I have to tell you, I want to say hi to my mom. I know she's listening. Hi, Gilda. But my mother is Italian-American. She's just turned 86. And she's
awesome.
And she's, you know, she knows her stuff, and she doesn't dole out compliments very easily. And I brought her several times some pizza from the Pizza J, and she was, I love this. This is the best pizza. Do they deliver? I think she's out of the delivery radar, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But
that's
doesn't
awesome.
Stop raving about this pizza. And I said, you know what? That's a huge,
so
huge
that's
compliment.
A great place to go. So we've got mm-hmm. Pizza J. We've got Ogie's. How about downtown? What have you seen downtown that you like recently?
Lots of great stuff downtown. I love Rosalina's.
So delicious. The eggplant. It's to die for.
Where is Rosalina's exactly?
It's around the corner from Gracie's, which is another favorite. Mm-hmm. I know Brianna loves Gracie's. Mm-hmm. We went to dinner there not long ago and put it up on the blog. But Rosalina's is literally right around the corner from Gracie's, right up the street from where the new AS220 is.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
Jackie's is really good, too. Mm-hmm.
Jackie's Galaxy, the one now, the one downtown?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, they just... How long has that been there for? Maybe 5 years now?
I would say so. Maybe a little longer.
Six. Yeah, they've got a, now talk about a great view of Waterfire.
Yeah, beautiful.
They've got an excellent mm-hmm. view of Waterfire. Mm-hmm. So, Patty J, we've got about 3 minutes left, so I want to talk about what we can expect to see and read in your upcoming blogs.
A more controversial
topic. A lot of great stuff. That's right. We had some controversial blogs this year, courtesy of our friend Brianna.
Brianna, you're writing controversial stuff?
I'm totally guilty of that. I'm not going to lie. I've gotten some people upset, but...
What did you write?
Well, I'm just not into old men hitting on me, and I just had to voice my opinion. I just couldn't hold back.
Well, it was truthful, and so, all right, it was a little controversial. You got a lot of kickback on that one?
Oh, yes.
She doesn't gloss over anything. That's why I think there's a response, a very passionate response. People love it or hate it, but she doesn't gloss over anything. She doesn't edit anything out. It's all it's true, and it's very immediate. And
to your face.
And
your
publicity
face.
Is good publicity, honey.
Exactly.
That's what
totally
they
that's
say.
That's what I say.
Well, you know, so you keep expanding, and I know you do a lot on places to go and mm-hmm. things to do, but is there going to be a certain themes that we're going to see kind of popping up that are new and different in the blog?
I'm always looking for new people to feature, always looking for new places. I'm on the road really 5, sometimes 6 days a week. I'm all over Rhode Island. I just filled up the tank on the way here, so putting that gasoline in the car. But no, one of my favorite features, one of our most popular ones, is My Rhode Island Life. And this week we had Lynn Diamante on from Optics, mm-hmm. and I had a lot of other great Rhode Island people, natives and, you know, transplants, and they give you an inside look at their life. So, you know,
that.
Their local favorite restaurants, their local favorite stores, and then some background about what they do. And, you know, I've had an unbelievable response to that. And it's funny because people will say, I've got to go there. I don't go anywhere. I need to do this and I need to eat at that restaurant. So it really sort of opens up. I feel like there's so much here, mm-hmm. and a lot of times, you know, we miss it because, you know, we stay in our own street or our own neighborhood or in our own town.
We pack a lunch to go to Newport. Come on,
yeah,
let's be honest.
Exactly. So,
well, ladies, it has been mm-hmm. such a pleasure and an honor to have you back. I know this is becoming annual, and it's right before Christmas, and I want to wish you both a very, very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas.
We're going to come back, and we're going to be talking to Willa Van Nostrand. She is the cocktail queen. You're listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business.